Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Hallelujah. Wow. Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 29 to 31 is our scripture for the third service. Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 29 to 31. The Bible says that he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. He said that the youth shall faint, and the young man shall fall, they shall utterly fall. Young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the glorious opportunity that you have given to us to share in your word. Once again, Spirit of God, as inadequate as I am, I pray that you will speak through my vocal cord, and you will make me a blessing to your people. I pray that you will anoint every ear to hear and anoint every heart to receive. Holy Spirit, come once again, magnify Jesus in this atmosphere, even now and forever, and let the blessed people shout a big amen. What a blessing. Please take your seat, soaring on the wings of fasting and prayer. Soaring on the wings of fasting and prayer. The question this morning, this morning is, does a runner enter a race without training? Does a farmer expect a harvest without preparing a field? Do you believe you can hit the mark this year without investing or without putting in any effort? The question this morning again is that, what does God want from you? And what does God want in you? What will God spend on me? Does a runner enter the race without training? Does a farmer expect a harvest without preparing a field? Do you believe you can hit a mark without investing any effort? Where there is no pain, there is no gain. Where there is no sowing, there is no reaping. Where there is no investment, there cannot be returns. This morning, according to our prophetic scripture for the year, the Bible says that it was told of John the Baptist that he was a man that was burning and shining light. Many people had wished to be in his day, and they have loved to be in his light. Because of who John the Baptist is, he attracted people to him. Many wanted to hear him. Many wanted to listen. Many wanted to see what he's made up of. He was a burning and a shining light. In order for us to be able to shine, we need to burn. This year, God wants us to burn as we shine. Any shining without burning becomes superficial. It becomes facial. It becomes a shining on the surface without merit. And those shinings never last. For every shining to last or to make impact, there has to be a burning. Beneath every flying plane are engines, sometimes five of them. Before a plane can take off from the ground, it requires all the five engines to be able to degravitate the force of gravity in order to be able to move to the next level. You cannot rise up above your own ability except you are given strength from on high. The Bible says that it was said concerning Jesus that a man cannot do anything except it is given to him from above. You cannot make any impact in life unless you have the requisite abilities and the power to be able to get there. According to Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 16, Jesus said that let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. My responsibility is not to become light, because he has already made me light. My responsibility is to shine as light, as what he has made me to be. And I know that I cannot shine unless I begin to burn. What is this burning that I'm talking about? It is the zeal of the Lord that is propelled by my love for God. I cannot burn until I begin to love God the way he wants me to love. The Bible talks about the zeal of his house which has consumed him. The burning house becomes a place where the steam is prepared for the ship to be able to move. There cannot be any movement unless there is a steam where coals are gathered for fire to move the ship. Your life cannot move beyond any limit until there is power enough available to push you. This morning, why am I saying all this? There's a need for me to take responsibility if I must position, if I must get to where I want to get to, if I must be where I want to be, if I must achieve what I have to achieve, if I must get what I have to get, if I must get the place where God wants me to place, there's a need for me to reposition myself. I shouldn't not remain the same. I shouldn't be the same. I shouldn't be who I used to be. When nothing is moving, there's nothing changing. But God says that I must be shining as light and shine to the extent that everybody will see. It is my prayer that this year you will not fail to shine. That every grace that you need to shine will be released over your life and destiny. Your shining is equivalent to your flying. Because we know that for everything that does not move, does not make impact, everything that does not move, does not have any effect, there is no motion. When there is no motion, there is no impact, there is no momentum. It takes motion to have momentum, to have impact. So whatever is not moving doesn't make any impact. So there's a need for me to understand that if I want to shine, it's more or less I want to ride on high. I want to fly. I want to soar. I want to soar. I want to soar. In every ramifications of my life, I want to soar. I don't want to remain as a chicken. I want to soar as an eagle. I don't want to be on the ground. I want to be in the skies. I don't want to be where men are found. I want to be where angels are positioned. I want to be beyond my natural ability and my sense of oppression. I want to move from my jurisdiction into the place where God is positioning me for something greater. I refuse to remain the same. I said I refuse to remain the same. Last year was a good year, but this year I want to be better. I just don't want to remain the same, because the Bible says that the path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more even unto the perfect day. My path needs to shine. And there is a responsibility that I need to take. And that responsibility comes when I climb on the altar of fastings and prayer. That is so indicative. So I'm related more or less like the eagle. And I want you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 9 to 14. Deuteronomy chapter number 32, verse number 9 to 14. Is somebody following me? It's like I'm reciting a poem, but follow me, you'll get there. Deuteronomy chapter number 32, verse number 9, you say that for the Lord's portion is his people. Oh, come on, I thought somebody responded right there. The Lord's portion is his people. Say, I'm the Lord's portion. You belong to God and he belongs to you. I said, you belong to God and he belongs to you. You are his portion in the year 2021. You are the Lord's portion. Take note of it. I am the Lord's portion. By virtue of redemption, you are the Lord's portion. You are a child of God. You are the Lord's portion. You are the Lord's portion. Say that Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Wow, what a blessing. Kindly continue with me. Verse number 10. The Bible says that he found him in a desert land and in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about and instructed him and kept him as the apple of his eye. Wow. Verse number 11. Now listen, he says that as an eagle stirred up her nest, fluttered over her young, spreaded abroad her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God found among them. Hallelujah. Now verse 13 says that, and he made him to ride on higher places. The Bible says that as the eagle, say as the eagle. As the eagle keepeth their young, as the eagle. Now, so God deals with us as eagles. God deals with us as eagles. And every child of God is a spiritual eagle. Is somebody here with me? Every child of God is what? And no matter where you are found, no matter where you come from, so long as you come into the bigger eagle, you are also an eagle. Flesh give birth to flesh and spirit give birth to spirit. Eagles give birth to eagles. So if God carries me as an eagle, then I'm also an eagle. I am a spiritual eagle. Say, I'm a spiritual eagle. If I'm a spiritual eagle, then God doesn't want me to be mellowing on the ground. God doesn't want me to walk as a chicken. God doesn't want me to behave as a chicken. God doesn't want me to behave as a chicken, but he wants me to behave and have an attitude of an eagle. And the Bible says that through fasting and prayer, God is going to renew our strength, and we are going to mount up with wings as eagle, and we are going to fly this year in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to fly above every challenge. We are going to fly above every trouble. We are going to fly above every misery. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, shout, I'm going to fly this year. Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse number 15. The Bible makes us to understand that eagles are meant for the skies. They are meant for the top. They are meant for the top. To soar as an eagle is not an ambition, but it is an heritage. Let me push it that way. Let me come through once again. To soar as an eagle is not an ambition. It's not an ambition. It is not something that you have to fight with your strength. You have to work your way out. You have to actually try to maneuver and then try as much as possible with all that you can. No, it is not an ambition. It doesn't have any selfish connotation. It doesn't come in with the form of competition. To soar as an eagle is your inheritance. It's your inheritance. To soar is your inheritance as a child of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that for they that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagle. It is my heritage to soar. It is my heritage to shine. It is my heritage to remain on top. Is somebody here with me? When the Bible says that when God called Abraham and said that, Abraham, today I am going to make you and your descendants as stars of the sky, of the stars of the heavens. Little did I know that when we talk about stars, we are not only talking about what we see at night, but God told Abraham that, Abraham, come out of here. Can you be able to count the stars in the skies? Abraham tried to count and got confused at a point and asked God and said, God, I can no longer count. And God said, so shall your descendant be. Oh, can I talk to somebody this morning? As a matter of fact, God wanted Abraham to know that there coming a generation, there coming a descendants who will come after you, who are not just going to be lights, but they are going to be stars above. I tell you, whatever is light remains on top, whatever is light remains above. He said the stars of the sky. So as Abraham was counting, he was counting you, he was counting me, he was counting somebody who is seated here right now. And I came to let you know that you are a star and you are shining. You are shining. You are shining, you are shining, you are shining. I'm trying to actually juxtapose the correlation between being a star and also riding in the skies, riding on top of your life, riding on mountains, riding and soaring as eagle. The Bible says that he called them as eagles so that they will ride high above. This year you will ride high above every obstacles of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is somebody here with me? Without trying to waste much time, I just want us to move to some of the characteristics of the eagle, and then we begin to position ourselves in the same way and know how fasting and prayer can position us in that realm as we embark on our fasting from tomorrow. Upon my lessons concerning eagle, there's a lot to talk about eagle. But one of the characteristics, as I've already indicated in the second service, of the eagle is the fact that the eagle flies so high. He doesn't operate on the ground. The eagles don't operate on the ground. They operate so high. In fact, they live in mountainous areas. They live so high above mountains. As a matter of fact, they can fly over 30 feet above sea level. And you can imagine. And just as the Lord has made the eagle, so he has made you. And in this year, on the altar of fasting and prayer, God says that I'm going to make you fly and soar on high. You are going to soar above your natural abilities. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 5 to 6. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 5 to 6. In the same way, Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 20 to 21. And Deuteronomy chapter number 28, verse number 1. Let's push these scriptures together. The Bible says that even when we were dead in sin and had quickened us together with Christ by grace, ye are saved. You were dead in sin and have now been quickened together with us. He has been quickened together with us. Christ, we were quickened with Christ together. We were quickened. We were dead in our trespasses, in sins, and he has quickened us. Tell somebody he has quickened us. Now, verse number 6 makes us to understand that, and then he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, can I push this? He has raised us up as a spiritual eagle. God says that he's going to raise you up far above every situation, far above every condition. God has raised you up. Before this 40 days will be over, you'll be operating on higher altitudes. I said you'll be operating on higher spiritual altitudes. You will no more be mellowing on the ground, but your real place of dwelling will be on top. Somebody will remain on top after this exercise. Oh, where you need to be is not on the ground. It's not on the surface. You need to get deeper. You need to get so high. Somebody needs to operate in high altitude of your life, of your career, of your business. Whatever you do, you need to operate in a higher altitude. Shout, I'm operating on a higher altitude. On a higher altitude. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 20 to 21, again, Paul emphasized on the fact that as a child of God, you are a spiritual eagle, and the top is where you belong, because Christ, when he died, did not remain on the grave, but has raised you up once again. He said that which he wrought in Christ when he raised him up from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Verse number 21, the Bible makes us to understand again that for our above principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. My God, you have been raised. Say, I have been raised. I said, say, I have been raised together with Christ far above principalities. Come on, shout it. Far above dominion, far above wickedness of this world, far above spiritual wickedness and spiritual host of darkness, far above all kinds of witches, far above. Somebody is raised. I came to tell you that you belong to the top. I said, I came to tell you, you belong to the top. And on this altar of fasting and prayer, God is positioning you there. God is positioning somebody. And he said that far above. Go to verse number 22. And he says that, and therefore had put all things under his feet. He has put all things under his feet. Today, everything is pushed under your feet. Oh my God. Oh my God. I see things being placed under your feet. Every trouble is placing under your feet. This year, 2021, sicknesses will be placed under your feet. Poverty will be placed under your feet. Confusion, frustration, failure, disappointment, all will be placed under your feet. Oh my God. If I were you, I'll scream for it, because something good is about to happen to me where all things are placed under my feet. Aya, 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 all things. No matter what the enemy will do, it is under my feet. Because I am seated above him. I am seated above him. I'm seated above sickness. I'm seated above pain. I'm seated above disappointment. I'm seated above losses. All things are placed under my feet. I'm a spiritual eagle. I am a spiritual eagle. All things are positioned under my feet. Nothing shall be able to harm me. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me is condemned in judgment. Everything is positioned under my feet. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Jesus said that, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and upon every activities and upon every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. I came to let you know that somebody is becoming hurt free. No matter what the enemy throws at you, it will not work. No matter what he puts on you, it will not stand. No matter the accusation, it will not work. You are hurt free. Can somebody shake yourself and say, I'm hurt free? He has made me a spiritual eagle. A spiritual eagle. A spiritual eagle. A spiritual eagle. Oh, what a blessing. Deuteronomy chapter number 28, verse number 1. He said that it shall come to pass, if ye shall diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and to do and to observe all that he tells you to do, he said, and the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. The Lord God will set you on high. I came to let you know that this year, God is about to set you on high. Oh, I wish I'm speaking to somebody. Oh, if you were the one, you would shout it better. I said, God is about to set you on high.
I tell somebody I belong to the top. I don't know where you belong to, but I belong to the top. And that is where I'm going. I'm no more walking on the ground. I'm no more running on the floor. I'm no more crawling. I'm no more kneeling. I'm going to the top. That is where I belong. I belong to the top. I belong to the top. I belong to the best part of the world. I belong to the best place of the world. I belong to the high places of the earth. I belong to the top. My family belongs to the top. My marriage belongs to the top. My ministry belongs to the top. Can somebody determine in your spirit, hey, you belong to the top? I came to encourage somebody in this last service that you can never remain on the ground. Every chicken mentality today is defeated. I will never be used as a prey to the crow or to the eagle. I'm flying because I am an eagle. I am an eagle. He's setting me on high. Not only in Ghana, but the nations of the earth. Oh yes, he's setting me on high. It was recorded that Jesus, the Bible says that when the Spirit had drove him to fast for 40 days and 40 nights on the altar of prayer and altar of fasting, the Bible says in Luke chapter 4 verse number 14, and the Bible says that, and he returned full of the power of the Holy Ghost, and the fame of him spread abroad. The fame of him spread abroad. The fame of him spread abroad. He belongs to the top. Jesus would have amounted to be only called the carpenter's son. The tragedy of life is when your own people reject you because of the fact that they know your background and they know where you're coming from and they know who your parents are. There are many of us, people know us by the way we were raised up. They know where we're coming from. They know that our parents are poor. Yes, our parents are poor, but I refuse to remain poor. Oh, come on, I wish I can preach better to somebody here. You may know my background. You may know where I'm coming from. You may know the things that I've suffered. You may know the consequences of my life and all that I've been through. But hey, I refuse to become who I want to be. I will not live my life in the opinion of men and what you think of me. My life is not subject to what you think. I am who God says I am, and I'm moving to the top no matter what. Yes, I may have failed in 2020. I may have failed in 2019. I may have failed in 2018. I may have failed for the past 5 years. I may have failed. But this year, I am determined. I am determined to make it to the top. No matter what it takes, I will never remain here. Can I challenge somebody here? Can I have people join me to go to the top? That is where we belong. Because at the top, all things are under. The devil is a liar. I don't know what you are doing, but endeavor to move to the top. From today, don't sit where you are. Push yourself up to the place where God, that is your heritage. That is where you belong. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. It is my responsibility to let my light shine. I don't care what you think of me. I don't care what you are trying to do. I don't care my background, whether you have degrees like that of thermometer or not. For me, I'm going to shine. No matter what it takes, I belong to the top. I want to encourage this church that we belong to the top. Therefore, we must change the way we do our things. We belong to the top. We are not just a mere church. We are not just any other church. We are not just the church we attended some time ago. But this is a glorious church. A church that is being prepared. A church that is ready to move to the Christ and the places of God. We are riding there. I came to let you, we are riding there. The Bible said that the fame of him spread abroad everywhere. Jesus was set on top of nations after he fasted and prayed 40 days and 40 nights. Somebody who could only be referred to as a carpenter's son. Have you ever been attributed, or have you ever been described based on what your father does? That should tell you the level that they degraded Jesus. They did not believe in him, and mighty works were not done because of their unbelief and tradition. Because is this not the carpenter's son? Is this not Joseph's son? We know his father. We know his mother. We know where he's coming from. There's nothing good that can come out of him. But Jesus dared to be different. He dared to be exceptional. I said he dared to be exceptional. He said, wait and see. I'm going on a mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. And after I return, hey, Shata Bakutaba, after I return, power will be resumed. My life will be renewed. I will be called with a new name. Those who look down on me are going to change their mind. And those who said that this is Joseph's son now are going to say, it's not this Joseph's son. They have seen something, and it looks like some things are changing, and it looks like they are not seeing well. They are not able to describe what they are seeing. I pray for somebody that there's a change coming onto you. There's a turnaround taking place in your life and destiny this year. If I were you, I would shout yes. Oh, let me feel you better. Let me feel you better. Now listen to me. Another characteristic of the eagle is his ability to be able to see far. His ability to see far. His ability to see far. His ability to see far. He has great eyes, and he's able to see beyond the natural. He has ability to see beyond the now. He has ability to see into the future. He has the ability to see far above, far, 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 and near. He has ability to see. Your ability to be able to see what God is about to do is an indication that you are going somewhere. Your ability to acknowledge and to believe in that which God has spoken is the fact that it's an indication that you are going somewhere. Your ability to be able to see what God is going to do in the next 10 years, in the next 5 years, in the next 2 years, in the next year, in the next 6 months, in the next 2 months, in the next month, even your ability to see what God is going to do tomorrow is an indication that you are going somewhere. I pray that may your eyes be open and may you see far than what you see. May you see beyond the natural ability. Some people are looking down on you because of what they see now, but I see your eyes being open to see beyond that which men see, and to see into the grace and into the giftings of God that is about to come over your life. And as your eyes are opening, I pray that may whatever you see, may you become. Oh my God. The other day the Bible said that the Lord took Abraham onto the mountain and said, Abraham, I want you to look, I want you to see. And as far as your eyes can see, oh my God, as far as your eyes can see, so I will give unto you. My God, I don't know about you, but as you can see God doing it, it is happening. As you can see what is written in his word concerning your life, it is coming to pass. If I were you, I would shout yeah. I pray that every spiritual cataract that is blocking your view. Some of you cannot see beyond the natural. Some of you cannot see what God is doing. Some of you, your eyes are blocked. Some of you, it looks like you are suffering from blindness. Glaucoma has become the order of the day. You cannot see properly. I pray that your eyes be open to see what God is doing right in this church. To see what God is doing right in your life. To see what God is about to do even tomorrow in your life. I came to let you know that stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Tomorrow by this time, oh God, the Egyptian you will see them again no more. Stand still and see the power of God. It is unto you to see. The eagle has the ability to see. They can see from afar. 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 What is it that you are seeing? What is it that God is telling you? What is it that God is showing you through his word, through his manservant? What is it that is opening your understanding, your ability to be able to see? Let me tell you, to see means to have light. Oh my God. To see means to be able to have light. Anybody who is blind doesn't see light. So long as you can see light, oh my God, your eyes are open. I pray that may every blindness be broken over your life, and may every spiritual cataract be destroyed now. I see. I pray that your eyes will see. This year, don't see people and judge them. See beyond, or see what is inside them, and give glory to God. Don't just see on the surface, but look beyond what God is going to do in their life. In the next 2 days, in the next 3 months, before this fasting will be over, I have a vision. I have a vision. I can see your life changing. I can see things turning around. I can see God touching you. I can see your problems being taken away. Oh, I wish I came to prophesy. Hey! The longer it stays, the better it becomes. I see God doing something new in your life in this year. Let me tell you, if you close your eyes, you will never see any good thing. Don't close your eyes to the things that God is doing. Don't become a spiritual tankasi who only sees evil. See good things in people. Appreciate God for their lives. And the good you see will become you. Is somebody here with me? Let your light so shine before men that they may see. Are your eyes closed or open? Don't be negative. Don't be paranoid. Don't just be so bitter about life. See good. The Bible says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I may not have seen with my physical eyes, but I know that it is on the way coming. Because his word has spoken. I believe whatever God has said. And it's working for my good. Come on, touch somebody. Say, it's working for my good. May you be able to see. Oh, that is weak. I said, may you be able to see. May your senses, your spiritual senses become sharper. Your sense of sight. Your sense of hearing. Your sense of what? Touch. And all other senses be sharper. May your spiritual senses be sharper from today as a spiritual eagle so that you will sense what God is doing. Can I tell you more? One of the characteristics, again, of the eagle is that the eagle is the only animal that can tend to the sun when the enemies are coming after him. Can I push this? The eagle is the only animal that can turn to the direction of the sun when the enemies, other enemies, are after it. Now, the secret is that he uses the sun as his shield and as his protection. Because he can look at the sun, but no other animal can see or look at the sun. So the moment the eagle turns towards the sun, you dare not follow him, but to retreat. Come on. Something is about to drop on you. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ is described as the Son of Righteousness. He is our shield and he is our buckler. He is our protector. He is the one the Bible says in Psalm number 91. Can you put it right there? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Let me tell you something. You know that before we can continue, I want you to understand that the Lord is a sun and a shield. He gives grace and glory. And the Bible says that no good thing will he withhold from them that walk it. The Lord is a sun and a shield. S-U-N, a sun and a shield. A sun and a shield. The eagle is the only animal that ran towards the direction of the sun so that his prey, his enemies will turn back. Is somebody here with me? Psalm number 56, verse number 9. Psalm number 56, verse number 9. The Bible says, he said, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies stand back. This I know, that God is for me. Let me tell you, you are a spiritual eagle. This year, as you and I begin to fast, as we begin to pray on the altar of prayer, I want you to understand that no matter the enemy, no matter the attacks, whatever is following you from your mother's house, from your father's house, every demon, every wickedness, every curse, every pain, whatever is after your life, as you turn towards the Son of Righteousness, the power Bible says, for they that revere the name of the Lord, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and they shall leap like a calf released from the stock. When I cry out today, then shall my enemies turn back. I see every enemy turning back this year over your life and destiny. Oh my God, I wish I came for somebody. I said, I see every enemy. Every curse is turning back. Every pain is turning back. Every wickedness of your life is turning back. If you are the one, shout, yeah! They can never pursue you anymore. I said, they can never pursue you anymore. I said, they can never pursue you anymore. Shout, I am a spiritual eagle. They cannot. What? So he uses the sun against his prey. He uses the stand to his advantage. God has given the grace for him to fly towards the sun, because he's the Son of Righteousness. Let me tell you something. Can I push this better? You must understand that as a child of God, you don't find it difficult going to your father, but it takes difficulty for the enemy to be able to approach God. In the same way that the sun, it's not against you. The sun is for you. And you will use the sun to your advantage against your enemy. And we are talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. S-U-N. But he is also the Son. S-U-N. The Son of Righteousness. And he is the Son, S-O-N, of God. Wow. What a blessing. Shout, I am a spiritual eagle. So no matter what comes, I don't know what is running after you. But let me tell you, things are running after us. Things are running after us. There are things that are running after your life. I mean, obi a car obi nkunanku wewu. Na no we frasa si suna ne ho atono. Na sebi sebi a japade kakra waye no. O be fed this so. Yesu mo jan kan ni mi. That devil is a liar. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies stand back. This I know, that God is for me. I pray that may you use the sun to your advantage. May God be your shield. May he be your fortress. May he be your strength. May he be your buckler. Shout, I am an eagle. I am an eagle. Thank you. I am an eagle. I am an eagle. This year, God wants me to fly. God wants me to fly. God. What a blessing. Let me add some few more. One of the things that the eagle does, one of the characteristics of the eagle, is his ability to live long. It's his ability to live long.
They have an average lifespan of 120 years. 120 years. And at every point in their life, at the space of either 40 to 60 years, the ego goes into hiding. He goes into hiding. He goes into hiding. He goes into hiding. He goes into hiding. What did they do there? They deplete themselves of their feathers, old feathers, which can no longer work, can no longer fly, can no longer has become weak. And they make sure that new feathers are grown. Right in those 40 days time. 40 days. They replenish themselves with new feathers. Their strength is in their feathers. Their strength is in their feathers. Their strength is in their feathers. Their ability to fly is in their feathers. What is it that making you fly? What feathers are you using in flying? As a matter of fact, what is feathering your feathers? Or what feathers are you feathering? Or what feathers are feathering now? And they are able to regain new feathers for the next 60 years of their life or so. So, they have 120 years, but in between, they go in hiding so that their strength will be renewed for the next half of their life. I came to let you know, as a spiritual eagle, how do you renew your strength for the challenges, for the perplexity, for the difficulties of life? How are you able to renew your strength to be able to deal with the vicissitudes of life? The ego goes out in hiding. And to me, that is his form of fasting. He goes away from everybody and enters into its closets and begin to work, begin to burn from within so that he can shine. I don't know about you, but God says, I should tell you that it's time for your strength to be renewed. I don't know what is going on in your life, but your best approach should not be your physical strength and abilities. Your best approach is to rely on God to make a way for you where there seems to be no way. To let his will be perfected in your life and destiny. This year, I pray that on this altar of fasting and prayer, may your strength be renewed. What a blessing. I think I want to pause here. Just be on your feet. I believe you are celebrating God for the word. Come on, do it better. Shout, I belong to the top. So in Isaiah 40 verse number 29, he said that he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no mind, it increases their strength. It is time. It is time. Another journey is before you, and may your strength be increased. There's a milestone ahead of you, and you need your strength. The Bible says that even youth will faint, and young men shall utterly fall. I should tell you that it's not by might, neither is it by power. Is by the Spirit of God. I don't know what you have heard today. But in case you didn't hear anything, verse 31 says that for they that wait upon the Lord. If you want to fly, take time to wait on God. Can I come again? If you want to fly, your secret is waiting on the Lord. I don't know how far you want to go in this life. I don't know where you want to live. But if you want to go far, take time to wait on the Lord. And you see yourself. Bye. I pray that may you not miss this opportunity. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Wow. I love this. Let me conclude with this. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk. The secret is that eagles don't run and eagles don't walk. But he wants to let you know, even in your least of it, you have what it takes to make it to the end. Even when you cannot fly, then walk, run. If you cannot run, walk. By all means, keep moving. Don't stand where you are in life. You have become too old for the place you belong. It's time to move. If you can't fly, run. If you cannot run, walk. Whatever it takes, do something to reposition yourself. And that which you need to do is fasting and prayer. Somebody's blessed. Raise your hands and magnify him. Just thank him. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him. Thank him for the opportunity. Thank him that you belong to the top. Thank him that things are about to change. Situations are about to turn. Conditions are turning over. Come on, thank him. Come on, thank him. Come on, thank him. Come on, thank him.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.